We have the news now at 8 o'clock from Karen Carthy.
There's been no immediate breakthrough in the EU-US trade negotiations, according to the EU's Trade Commissioner, Maro Sefcovic. In a message posted on social media, he said he was returning to Brussels after talks with his US counterparts in Washington and that negotiations would continue. Negotiators have until the 9th of July to strike a deal or risk escalating a trade war. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.
Maro Sefcovic and his team had been in Washington meeting the US Trade Secretary Jamieson Greer, as well as Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. In the early hours of this morning, he announced on social media that he was wrapping up what he called a productive week of work and was heading back to Brussels. While providing no further detail on whether a deal was close, he added that the work continued. Our goal remains unchanged, he said, a good and ambitious transatlantic trade deal. US President Donald Trump has threatened to hike tariffs on European goods to 50% if there's no deal. The European Commission is understood to have accepted there could be a 10% baseline tariff on EU exports, but has been pushing for multiple carve-outs and exemptions for key sectors, such as aviation, pharmaceuticals and semiconductors. Speaking last night on US television, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was non-committal, saying, "We'll see what we can do," when asked about a trade deal with the European Union. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
A mother and daughter who died in a road crash in County Donegal have been named locally as Ella McLaughlin, aged 6, and her mother Natalie McLaughlin, who was in her 20s. The child died in the collision involving a car and a van near Carndonagh on Wednesday evening. Her mother was taken to hospital in Derry following the crash and later transferred to Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast, where she died yesterday evening. Ella's father, who's in his 30s, and her 2-year-old sister are being treated in hospitals in Derry and Belfast for non-life-threatening injuries. It's understood the driver of the van, a man in his late teens, was not seriously injured. Gardaí are continuing to appeal for information about the crash. US President Donald Trump will today stage a signing ceremony for what he's called his Big Beautiful Tax and Spend Bill as America celebrates its Independence Day. Mr. Trump hailed the passage of the bill yesterday by Congress, saying it would boost the US economy like a rocket ship and called it the biggest bill of its kind ever signed. The package honours many of his campaign promises, including boosting military spending, funding a mass migrant deportation drive, and committing $4.5 trillion to extend his first-term tax relief. Speaking at a rally in the state of Iowa, the president told supporters the bill was a promise kept.
There could be no better birthday present for America than the phenomenal victory we achieved just hours ago when Congress passed the one big, beautiful bill to make America great again. Right? With this bill, every major promise I made to the people of Iowa in 2024 became a promise kept. You know, they had a report today on some crazy fake station, but it wasn't fake in this regard. They said, you know, this guy actually did more than he promised. I did.
Ireland emitted 54 million tonnes of climate-polluting greenhouse gases last year, according to the Environmental Protection Agency. The level was 2% lower than in 2023, the third consecutive year of reductions, and the 16th time in the past 23 years that greenhouse gas emission went down. However, the Director General of the EPA, Laura Burke, said the fall was not enough and the reduction would need to be 5 times greater this year for Ireland to stay within the carbon budget required to achieve its EU and national climate targets. Our environment correspondent, George Lee.
The EPA says 10 tonnes of greenhouse gases are emitted into the atmosphere every year for every man, woman and child in the country. Aggregate emissions fell by 2% last year. And although this represents a move in the right direction, it is unimpressive compared to the reduction in 2023, when emissions went down by 6.8%. There was an 8.9% reduction in emissions from generating electricity last year, a 1.2% reduction in emissions from transport, and a 4.6% reduction in emissions from industry. The EPA says that while these findings are tangible and underscore the effectiveness of climate action and decarbonisation strategies, they are simply not good enough. Ireland's greenhouse gas emissions at the end of 2024 were only 11% below 2005 levels, well short of its binding EU commitment of a 42% reduction by 2030.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said the aim of the Occupied Territories Bill must be to apply pressure on Israel to end the war in Gaza rather than disadvantage Ireland unduly. Mr Martin said this meant the government had to take into account, when framing its approach, anti-boycott legislation in the United States, which was introduced to protect Israel. He said there was no point in Ireland coming out worse if it has no impact on Israel. The Taoiseach made the comment when asked whether legislation currently before an Oireachtas committee should be expanded to include services as well as goods. The Taoiseach Simon Harris has said he's open to expanding the current legislation to include services as well as goods. Mr Martin has visited the Japanese city of Hiroshima, which was devastated when the United States dropped an atomic bomb on the city in 1945. He laid a wreath at the cenotaph of the city's Peace Memorial Park and also spoke to a survivor of the attack. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, who's travelling with the Taoiseach, sent this report.
Ms Teruko Yahata was 8 years old when the US dropped a 4,400-kilo atomic bomb on Hiroshima, which detonated 600 metres above the city on August 6, 1945. She told the Taoiseach she was in her garden at the time when a blue light flashed, raced across the sky and she lost consciousness. Mr Martin said the lesson he learned today from speaking with her and with the city's mayor, Kazumi Matsu, was that Japan had learned to stop hating over the fact that an estimated 100,000 citizens were killed and their city destroyed. The Taoiseach said the twin aim of his visit here was to sympathise on behalf of the Irish people for all those who lost their lives here and to reaffirm Ireland's commitment to nuclear disarmament and to nuclear non-proliferation. Paul Cunningham, RT News, Hiroshima.
The operator of Dublin and Cork airports says further disruption to flight schedules is possible today because of another day of air traffic control strikes in France and also in Finland. DAA said 14 flight arrivals and departures at Dublin Airport today have been cancelled by airlines. This follows the cancellation of 20 flights yesterday. Passengers due to fly to or over mainland Europe today are advised to check directly with their airline for the latest updates on the status of their flight. And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Stay ahead with the new Grant Arona R290 heat pump, delivering next generation comfort to your home. Visit grant.ie.
Some bright spells in the east and south at first, before outbreaks of rain and drizzle in the north and west spread southeastwards through the day, the rain turning heavy at times in the west and becoming windy. Highest temperatures of 14 to 20 degrees. And there's a warning that southwest winds will reach gale force at times this morning on Irish coastal waters from Loophead to Rossam Point to Malinhead, continuing this afternoon from Loophead to Slinehead.